Blog Talk Radio.
You'll be listening to Box Set here on GoldBoxMedia.com with your host.
If the laws of physics no longer apply in the future, God help you.
The oh-so-sexy cat.
Oh, my breasts are really strong.
And the almighty bad.
It's simple. Just take the hydraulic phase shift emulator and attach it to the transdimensional proton particle emitter. New talent.
And welcome to Boxheads Radio here on CodeBoxMedia.com. Also heard over at BlogTalkRadio.com. Yes, it's wonderful. I am your host, Beziel. Thanks, guys, for joining us this week. And those of you listening via podcast, welcome, podcast listeners. Hello. And joining me, as always, is Shriggs in the eVirtual eStudio. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
That's good. That's good. Excellent job. You did not ruin the beginning of the show. I'm very proud of you. Yeah, anyway. So, a lot to talk about this week. Actually, the main kind of gist of the news and topics this week are going to be centered around the Guild Wars 2 beta weekend number 2, which is pretty awesome. We're actually taking 2 hours out of our Guild Wars grinding to actually give you guys a show. So, I hope you guys appreciate it. As always, guys, if you guys want to email in or call in, the email address here is boxheads@codeboxmedia.com. You can call in via the studio line with any phone, landline, or handheld device that allows you to actually use a phone-type device, I guess. The known programs right now are Skype, if you pay about $3 a month, Google Voice, which is free but very, very buggy, and it's very frustrating to use. You put your phone. And you can use a couple other apps and whatnot that are on the Android and iOS platforms. So the phone number here is 347-838-9713. Again, that is 347-838-9713. And as well, always, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, just / or at Codebox Media. Very, very easy to find everybody. And, yeah, that's all the plugs. So we're good. Coming up a little later on the show, we're going to be talking about some Guild Wars stuff. We're going to be talking about some bugs and issues that we've found so far. A little bit of our experience in World versus World. We've been kind of playing around with the guys from the Searing podcast, which we had on a couple weeks ago. We've been in some World versus World with them, and Travis has been leaving most of us in the dust with his jumping platforms, which was really fun last night. And me and Nick were getting so frustrated. Travis was just like, hey, we're going to – oh, I found something else. And we're like at the beginning of the little explore hole place. Yeah, we're just like, yeah, whatever. We'll just swim around and just – doesn't matter. So, definitely check them out, guys. It is thesearing.com. Let's double check on that website real quick. Moto is prepared. Yep, it is thesearing.com. Check out their podcast. Wonderful job over there. Wonderful kind of information of wars too. And one of them is actually from Canada. So anyway. So yeah, Shrix, let's kind of jump into what have you been playing this week, and what has your gaming quota been filled with this week, other than Guild Wars 2? We'll get to that in a little bit. But the past week, what have you been up to?
The past week, I've just been playing tons of Awesome Nuts, like usual.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else have we done? I picked up my DS and played some Advance Wars. It was, I forget the name. It's like I played a little bit of it. I think I'm getting back into it.
Advance Wars, probably?
Yeah, Advance Wars, but it's like one of the later ones. I think there's the last one they did. I don't know if they did any more after this. It's like a post-apocalyptic setting, and it's really awesome and gritty. And the story's really good.
Yeah, I only remember playing a couple Advanced Wars.
This one was awesome. Here, I'll go get it. One sec.
Okay. I'm actually Googling Advanced Wars on Wikipedia right now to see what, see if they actually have a timeline here for this, but I don't think they do. Well, let's see. No. Nope. Well, maybe. Let's check the. Wow, that website sucks. Okay, never mind. Moving on. I know there's quite a lot of Advanced Wars. I think there's more.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, which one is it?
It's called Advanced Wars Days of Ruin.
Okay, I think isn't that like the newest one or something out? I know that there's a lot. There's quite a few of them in Japan, and they only release a certain number of them every year in here in the U.S. So, it's kind of like
really good.
Cool. Well, that's good. It's kind of like Pokemon. They're up to like Pokemon Turquoise Pink with a blast of purple and lemon lime, and we're only on Pokemon Black and White. So. We have a long time to catch up to them. I'm still not sure why they keep releasing Pokemon games here in the U.S. But then again, you know...
Still popular.
Well, you know, it's actually popular with a lot of the older adults now because of, you know, like, I'm sure you...
Because they grew up with it, and it's like a big nostalgia factor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I know that E3 was kind of a disappointment. We'll be talking about that as well. Just kind of go over some of the things that were announced and just kind of like some things that made us scratch our heads as well. So in my opinion, I think that, anyway, let's not get out of that. So you've been playing some Advanced Wars. That's good. What else have you been playing besides that?
Well, I really haven't had much time for playing games this week. Like, had something to do around the house and job searching and shit. But
that's fair.
That's about right.
Okay, cool. Kat should be joining us within the hour, hopefully. She is at a meeting, so she'll be with us shortly, and we will get to kind of talk to her about E3. I'm actually wanting to save that for when she calls in. I'm not sure how long her meeting's going to go to, but she did tell me that she should be able to call in by 9 o'clock, so that is very good, very excited. Moving on, I have been playing a lot of Psychonauts and some of my other games that I got from the Humble Bundle 5, I think it is, or 6, whatever that number is. They do Roman numerals. I don't know Roman numerals. I hate them.
Is it a V and an I?
I don't remember. I just know
it.
Yes, that's 5. I know that's 5. So, this Humble Bundle, guys, I'm not sure if it's still active or not, but if it is, it's like $8 for like, actually, let me see if they've added any more, because they just added a couple more games. As you can tell, we're always prepared on this show.
Always prepared.
It is Humble Bundle 5. So, the games you get are just phenomenal. I mean, I'm astounded that they're giving away all these games just for this. Okay, so as of right now, it is the June 9th. So as of June 9th, you have 4 days and 22 hours to still purchase this. The minimum purchase so far is $8.29. If you beat that by a penny, so if you pay $8.30, you're going to get... you're going to get the normal games if you just pay a dollar for or whatnot. The normal games are going to be Super Brothers Swords and Sorcery EP, which I have no clue how to play that game. I was like, I didn't get it, so I just kind of moved on. Limbo, which is another great title. If you haven't played Limbo, it is it's honestly a really weird game. The artwork is just phenomenal. The animation is really, really good. The story itself is just honestly, guys, if you play it, don't expect a good story. The ending sucks. The ending kind of completely kills the game, which kind of is unfortunate. But honestly, it's like Mass Effect 3. Well, there you go, good example.
Kills the game along with the kid. Hey-o.
Yeah, but it's just the game up until the ending and up until you find out. Oh, okay, that was kind of a cheesy way to end it. Is just awesome. I mean, the puzzles are really, really challenging, and it's just. It's one of those games that just kind of, you can just sit back and literally play it. It's like a 4-hour game, maybe. It's just a really good, just kind of relaxer game. Of course, you know, we have...
Yeah, nothing relaxes me more than a small child being impaled through the head with a spider leg.
Oh, it's so true. If you guys want to check out what we're talking about, go by the Humble Bundle. Seriously.
That's like, what, the first boss?
Yeah, it is. Honestly, guys, I mean, seriously... Pay at least $5 for this, because, you know, paying a cent or a dollar is kind of cheap, and these games really deserve your support. So the other
support, I beat system.
Yeah. The other two games that you get with paying just like a dollar above are Amnesia: The Dark Descent, which will probably make you pee your pants. I will be doing a Let's Play of that eventually. I'm in the works of just kind of getting my YouTube channel kind of back up and running. I have my gaming analytics thing that I'm doing right now. So
thank me for that, because I would not drop the subject of him doing that Let's Play.
No, no, he wouldn't. He's like, you have to. And so you get to hear me scream like a little girl, which is going to be fun. The end
You're
of the
one.
I mean, seriously, the game is phenomenal. It has one of those just kind of abilities to just scare the crap out of you with sound, wind, and lighting. That's all the game is. It's a very ambient game. It's kind of a click adventure game, as I would call it, but it's amazing. And the other game that I have been playing a lot of is Psychonauts. This is a huge, just kind of not only nostalgia for me, but one of those hidden gems in the gaming industry. Shriggs, I'm not sure if you played Psychonauts or not.
I don't believe I have.
This game is probably one of my favorites as a kid. It has some of the most memorable characters. I can't explain it. It's just, it's one of those games just that's just really, really good. I mean, that alone is worth paying a dollar for, because, you know, it's on Steam right now for like $10 or something like that. So
I think the way you would describe it is if they took all the pieces of a puzzle, like building a game is taking, like putting together a big puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Story, narrative, characters, voice acting, music, setting, theme, ambience. And I get from Psychonauts that took all the things, they put it together in the exact right way to make that style of game as good as it could be.
No, no, it is. I mean, the story is really, really good. I mean, it's cheesy, but it's a good story. The animations, you know, this is a very older game. This was out in the 90s, I believe. So, you know, the animation is going to be PlayStation 1, Nintendo 64 quality. So it's not going to be like, oh, this game is going to be awesome graphics. No. And then if you pay above the minimum, if you pay above...
Is this an HD remake?
Hmm?
Is it an HD remake?
Kind of, because I can go at my max monitor resolution, but a lot of the textures still seem the same.
Mm-hmm.
From just memory. I mean, I'm sure if I compared the ones, the game I have, the original version and then this newer version that I have on my computer, I'm sure the graphics would probably look a little bit better because of the amount of pixels on the screen, but
I don't think
it's an HD remake.
This is a plays onto something I've been hearing a lot from people, where style will always stand the test of time and realistic graphics will always look like crap next generation. You know what had like best graphical detail
mm-hmm.
in the Xbox generation? Halo, the original one. And looking back at it, it looks like shit.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's like
but
going back and...
with this kind of cartoony, cel-shaded style to it, like Psychonauts or The Wind Waker, or from something I watched on Escapist, this one brought up, Viva La Piñata. Those games all look amazing.
Right. Okay, my mistake. Psychonauts was released on the Xbox, the Windows, PlayStation 2, and the Xbox
GameCube?
Origins. Hang on, let me make sure this is right. Wikipedia sometimes not right. Okay, yeah, it was released in North America 2005. For the Windows and the Xbox. So my apologies. I thought it was a older game. Whatever. But well, it technically is an older game. I mean the amount of creativity that went behind this game is just amazing. It was developed by Tim Schafer. I'm not sure if you guys know who that is, but
I'm sure they do.
Okay. Double Fine Production was the developers, and I mean it's just. I really enjoy it, and it's really nice. It kind of reminds me of Banjo-Kazooie, in all honesty. It really does. It has probably some of the best overworld exploring that I've ever really kind of played in a lot of the, you know, adventure games. So, anyway, moving on. Bastion, Lone Survivor, Brad, and Super Meat Boy are going to be the ones that you get if you pay more than the average. So, you're looking at...
You all need to get Bastion.
I mean, just for Bastion alone, it's so worth it. the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You get 8 games for $8.30. I did a little bit of the math there. You're paying almost $100 for all 8 of these games if you would just buy them all separately. So the savings alone is just completely worth it. Not to mention, these are probably some of the best indie titles out to date. I'm still waiting for them to have something like with Freelancer or something on there, or some other really good titles. But yeah, it's really worth your time and money, guys. I mean, Super Meat Boy is awesome. I'm not a fan of Brad. I never really enjoyed that game. I don't know. It's just what wasn't my forte. And I have yet to play Lone Survivor, so I'll be checking that out soon. But
another horror game you need to play.
Oh, great, wonderful. But no, I've been really spending.
Don't worry, 2D and pixely, so I think you can survive it.
Oh, okay, cool. No, but I've really been spending a lot of time playing Psychonauts, and of course, you know, Dota 2, StarCraft 2, and all the other games that I always play. But as far as just like oddball games, Psychonauts has been my game that I've been playing for over the past week quite a lot. So yeah, that is what we've been doing this week, which is always nice because I don't know, we seem to always do something different. Shriggs, I know you do a lot of different things. You just released another video for your YouTube channel with the frog jumping over the moon, which looks pretty awesome so far.
Yes. An homage to the Awesome Knots.
Yes.
That is the character Froggy G, and he's pretty awesome.
Okay, nice. When will the second part of that video be up, Gino?
I'm thinking Sunday or Monday, whenever Guild Wars 2 ends.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
I know we're not going to get another video weekend for a while, so I need to fill the hole in my life that is Guild Wars 2 now.
Yeah, I understand. It's really true. All the other games that I play just aren't Guild Wars 2.
God damn it, World of Warcraft, this isn't Guild Wars 2!
Oh, dude, I can't. I tried going back to my free server, and I was like, this is terrible. It was bad.
It's just the age of showing.
Well,
we used to love World of Warcraft. We really did.
I don't think it's the age, so to speak. I think it's just the way it's presented. The questing is just boring, and you don't feel like it's...
That's not
know.
How questing used to be to us. Like, I remember questing was amazing back then.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Like, when you first got your hands into World of Warcraft, it wasn't like a Dark Age of Camelot or more of the... Every MMO prior to it was really freaking grindy.
Yeah, no, it was. It really was. But, I mean...
Now, World of Warcraft has become the staple for grindiness.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I was trying to say is just going back to it after getting used to a brand new system, just getting used to a system that really kind of favors, you know, actual not grinding. It's just really hard to kind of go back to any really MMO that has that. I mean, even Star Wars: The Old Republic, which sucks anyway... it just still has that grind factor and that gear grind, and oh, you got to do all this to have all your gear. Which,
and
you
Baz,
know.
I am completely certain that in the future, when we're hooked up to our VR machines with our Ethernet cords plugged into our brains, we'll look back on Guild Wars 2 and think about how grindy it was.
Probably, but I don't think we'll be alive for when that happens, Shriggs, so keep dreaming.
Well, if I survive the testing period, I might be alive for that.
Well, that's true, but then you would have to find out a way how to carbon freeze yourself, and that's actually not scientifically possible yet either, so...
Just take the brain out of my head, keep it running, we'll figure something out.
That sounds exactly what something like Cave Johnson would say. That's funny. Did it anyway, I don't care, whatever. Yeah.
I'm channeling the spirit of Cave Johnson.
Yeah. It happens. Anyway. So, I mean, yeah, there's... There's quite a lot to kind of just go over since the beta did just start Friday. They actually started about 15 minutes earlier. I think it was like 45 minutes earlier in some places, which
I was mowing the lawn like a loser. I should have been on my computer trying to get in.
That's okay. I woke up and just kind of instantly logged in, and I was like, oh, hey, look at that. It's up early. That's cool. Whatever. So there's that, which I might add I've had a lot more disconnects this beta weekend than the last one.
Yeah,
which is
actually,
really...
most of them were yesterday. I was playing all day today with no disconnects. So
okay, so
the patch that they did put in last night seemed to have fixed it up.
Okay, well, that's good. And you know, now they're having some bugs with Guild Wars, or some, not Guild Wars, some PvP issues, which has been resolved. They're having some problems with the tournament things. I'm not sure what they're exactly having problems with. I think it's...
I played a tournament last night.
How was
it? The problem is, it doesn't actually keep you in the game. It kind of boots you out, and you have to restart it every time.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope.
Well, okay. Well, hey, you know what? It's a system. That's what beta's for.
It's a beta.
Yeah. Have you been on the forums at all?
I have not. I tend to stay away from the shrinking, whining masses.
Well, you know, I go on the forums to, you know, actually post positive feedback and, you know, ways they can actually improve stuff. But, oh my gosh.
I put that in the comments.
Huh?
I put that stuff in the comments, subquests.
Ah, gotcha. I just, dude, some of the class forums and some of the sub forums in there is just, what the heck, people? It's a beta. It's not something that is the finished product. I mean, it's just like, yeah, they're trying to put new things in to see what works. And, you know, there's people complaining that they don't like the new tree system, which I will completely agree with them. I think the new tree system is not something that should ever be in a game like Guild Wars 2. I think that that's a little bit too...
Like, when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, I have to wait to get my rocket turret now?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
is this?
There's...
It's so much better when I could just pick and choose whatever I wanted.
Yeah, there was a lot of... I was just like, well, so that kind of completely defeats the purpose of playing the class the way you want. Which, you know, in ArenaNet's defense, I think they're trying it to see what the reaction is. And from what I've seen, people don't like it. So, you know...
Yeah, let's go back to the other way.
They might change it. They might not. There might be a specific balance reason for putting that in there. But then again... I'm not sure why that would be a balance reason, because PvP, you have them all unlocked anyway. So, I mean, unless it's like to balance out world versus world, maybe there's a couple like tier 1 skills that have just been really dominating last beta weekend. I didn't actually do any world versus world last beta weekend. I did a crap ton yesterday, which is nuts. But it's just... I kind of feel that the world versus world is a... It's just going to be one of those things that's just a lot of fun. And it had a lot of fun. We did a lot of it with the Searing Podcast gang last night, which was a lot of fun. I just had a lot of fun like 4 times, which is awesome. So, yes, go me. Anyway, so far my initial thoughts on the World versus World, which obviously is a lot of fun, since I've said that so many times. It's a little, just kind of a huge cluster screw of just stuff. Like, the map is... way bigger than you think it is. The first time I jumped in there, I zoomed out, and I was like, oh, that's a little bit bigger than I thought it was going to be. Okay. So, you really need a lot of people to actually kind of do anything in World versus World. We kind of had our little 6-7-man team kind of going around trying to defeat some stuff, but we were lacking in tank departments and the healing department, so we usually got owned if we pulled too much.
There are no tanks or healers.
Yes, there are.
No, there aren't.
Yes, there are.
The healing abilities are on ridiculous cooldown timers, Baz.
Yeah, but the elemental...
The engineer,
the elemental,
chemical gun...
And the elemental...
Elementalist is as close as you're going to get.
Well, the engineer has a pretty good amount of healing skills as well, from what I've seen.
I drop little healing packs on the ground every once in a while, and I have like a 1-minute cooldown on an AoE healing effect.
So, that's still a healer.
Yeah.
I mean, so, but, you know, and the...
Loosely. It has healing abilities.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would consider the Guardian a tank class, because he does have a lot of shield abilities. He does have a lot of
damage mitigation class.
Same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, a tank is just someone that, you know, takes all the damage for you and makes sure that you're not taking the damage yourself. I mean, whatever you want to call it. You know, there are still a lot of really good kind of healing, quote-unquote, and tanking, you know, specs and stuff that you can do, which is really nice. I know that I think I'm going to be messing around with the Elementalist a little bit, probably Sunday, and see if we can get some healing stuff kind of going here.
Cool.
But, you know, as far as World versus World, I know you did some of it last beta weekend, which is about a month ago. Did you see any changes from the from then until now?
Massive changes.
Okay. Good, bad?
When I say Master Chief, I mean they completely change the terrain on some of the maps.
Oh, just kind of like balance it out so there's not like one...
No, I mean like Red Shard Hill or whatever that place used to be. It used to be there were a bunch of profession trainers there and there were armor vendors there. Now there's only vendors and vendors for like basic armor and repair guys and stuff like that. So many things were taken out. The banks used to be there. You used to be able to reset your talent points and stuff. All that is gone, and they completely reshaped the way the hill works. It's like,
well,
the videos I took of that no longer apply to this beta, and now the actual neutral factions are actually out in the world doing stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, whatever I recorded back then no longer applies to what it is now.
Okay, interesting. So, basically, they kind of like remapped like where certain things were.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like,
I mean,
a big part of what I did was here's where stuff is, and now that doesn't apply anymore.
Okay, well, that might have been to kind of balance it out so people couldn't just be like, I'm just going to store a bunch of things in my bank and then get them for later. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean.
By the way, I learned something important. Quagans are bad fucking ass.
Really?
Yes. You know the Quagans? You know what they are?
No, I don't.
Like, we were out in that island, and we were doing the Godstone. There was the little tadpole.
Oh, okay,
those
little fish people.
I was in the new zone they released today, and I did a skill event,
right?
And it was a Quagan, and he wants to release his inner rage, and you have to make him angry. So I said something to make him angry, and oh my god, he turned into a freaking a Hulk piranha thing. Like, holy shit, you do not make a Quagan mad. You do not make a Quagan mad. Holy crap.
That's pretty funny.
I'm pretty sure all of them are voiced by children, and then they go into this berserking rage with sharp teeth and crazy muscles.
Interesting.
And then a great way to attack me, but I beat him in the end.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Nice. I'm just now reading about something about world transfers, which doesn't apply to anyone listening to this show, because it will be over by the time they actually listen to it, so it won't matter. Sounds like the new zone was pretty well received. I really have been not doing any PvE because I don't want to ruin it for myself. I've been really kind of focusing.
I did all of the new zone today, and I have to say it's cool, it's neat, but there isn't any real big difference between Keswick Hills and Queensdale.
Well, right, but you know, you have to remember that all the content might not be in there yet either.
Yeah. No, I don't know if certain areas are blocked off.
Well, I mean, because I
like
know...
It looks like they have most of that zone in there. It's Centaurs and Quagans and Pirates.
Yeah, I was merely talking about, like, dynamic events or maybe just, you know, adding extra trees or something. I don't know, because I started a Norn Ranger, and some of the very, very beginning opening cinematics didn't have audio dialogue still. So, obviously, the game is still not done yet, which I'm sure no one wants to actually hear that, but honestly, I'd rather them just take their time. I will gladly wait for another year for this game to come out.
I would also like to wait a year and have constant beta access. No more weekend bullshit. Give me the whole game.
Well, I don't want that. I don't want that, because then it'll end up what happening with Tor. Because, you know, they eventually opened up beta access to everyone, and then they didn't do anything. They didn't change anything. It was just there. It was just like the game was a demo. And it didn't end well. A beta should always be what Guild Wars is doing right now. Give people, you know, a weekend, a week, and then take 2 months, a month, and then say, okay, here's some of the changes we fixed. Here's some things we added. Here's some things we've been working on. Test it for this weekend or another week and let us know what you think and find more bugs and stuff. That's really what a beta should be. It should never, ever, ever be what, you know, Battlefield 3 did or Tor did. That was just a big mistake, and it really hurt their game, and it was bad. So, you know, and I can also understand that, you know, everyone wants to just play the game, but I think that would really hurt them in the long run, because people would pre-order it, play it, and then once it came out, they would have their fill, and then they would cancel their pre-order. So I just feel that...
Well, they've already bought the game. There's no pre-order and get into the beta.
Well, I know.
We paid in full.
But that's what Tor did, so...
Well, they were stupid.
Yeah, I know that. That's so true. But, I mean, anyway, so... So far, Beta Weekend is proving a little bit more non-smooth than the last one.
Which is okay. They're making changes and stuff's going to break.
Which honestly kind of makes me happy, because I was like, well, crap. Is this game really that polished that there's not really that many issues? And no, I've been experiencing a lot more issues this runaround, which is good, because that means that the stuff that they've implemented has obviously broken something, and they're just like, whoops, we probably should fix that. I know a lot of my thief abilities aren't working correctly right now, which is really frustrating, but that's okay. I mean, structured PvP is kind of frustrating right now. I feel that a lot of the other classes got either really, really buffed, or my class is just bugged and it's not working right.
When I was playing structured PvP the other day, it was like two teams of five and the other team had three warriors.
Yeah.
It was not pretty.
Did they own you, or did you own them?
Yeah, it was pretty much us being bitch slapped by big two-handed swords.
Yeah, the class that I've found so far that's really ridiculous is the Mesmer. I think I'm not sure if they like really buffed the class or not, but I was getting just completely face rolled by that class, which is really frustrating. But, you know, then again, I play a melee class, so melee classes in general are frustrating, because most of the classes in Guild Wars are range-based anyway, which isn't bad, but it's frustrating because you're trying to, like, get to a class that can just kite you infinitely, which is ridiculous. So, anyway.
Well, not range-based, but range-effective.
Yeah. I mean,
you can have a melee hunter. Or ranger, or melee, necromancer.
Yeah, but they're not as effective as if they would be in, like, range.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel
I think you need to start carrying a bow or a rifle on your offhand.
No, and see, that's the thing. The short bows...
Have you tried pistols?
Yeah, they're okay, but... They really don't have a lot of oomph to them. I mean, the only really good skill that I see really useful is that unload skill that just does a crap ton of damage really, really quickly. But other than that, I mean, they don't really have a lot of good utility. I mean, the pistols are really just kind of for chasing people down. But I'm working on a build that's dagger, and my offhand is sword dagger. And I'm really trying to learn to how to weapon swap and just kind of do all that this beta weekend. It's really frustrating, and I suck so far. But that's okay. Anyway.
I don't get a weapon swap because I'm an engineer. Apparently we're second-class citizens.
Well, the elementalists don't get a weapon swap either, so.
Well, they suck.
Or they're... No, you don't. You have enough utility as it is. Jeez. Whiny bastard.
Flamethrower is not utility. It's a big flamethrower.
Yeah, it's a flamethrower. It hurts. But anyway, so... Let's actually kind of go over a little bit of what E3 had to offer, just a little bit. I'm curious to kind of hear everyone else's reaction. I'm not sure if, I think that the overall status of E3 was it was a complete disaster. It was just bad.
Yeah, at least we had Planet Side.
I mean, Planet Side looked really cool. It really did. I mean, Total Biscuit did a really good job covering it, so there is that. It didn't look terrible, but, dude, I'm just concerned because it's a Sony Entertainment game, and any game that they do free-to-play, it usually just ends up dying.
Well, it's not like they've been hacked again.
Well, it's quiet. Don't jinx them. The hacking isn't my concern. The way that their free to play model is sucks. But from watching the coverage about that with Total Biscuit, they did say that they were not going to have like a pay to win model for this one, which is encouraging.
It's all cosmetic.
Which is really encouraging. But we'll also see how grindy the gear is going to be and certain weapons. Like, I'm not sure if they're going to have like some sort of vehicle unlock system or a weapon unlock system like they do in Battlefield 3 or something. So there's always that.
You need to pay for your stuff and then you get it.
What?
I think it's not going to be an unlock system, but it's just accumulate your credits then spend it on the spot, whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they do a good thing and not like a tribe's grind where it's just, a grenade costs 50,000 points when you're just
oh my God.
Really?
So, yes. You do not want us to buy money.
It's actually cheaper to spend $60 in tribe's gold and unlock everything.
Uh-huh.
Which is really funny because it's kind of like a backwards business model, which doesn't make any sense. Like, why not just make the
play,
game...
But you want everything, you gotta pay.
Well, why not just make the game $60? Like, I don't understand that. Oh, and stop coming out with stupid weapons that unbalance the game. Thanks, bye. So, I mean, yeah. So anyway, let's just kind of start with everyone that was there. Let's start with Microsoft. Yeah. Overall, Microsoft's press conference wasn't. I think they really shot themselves in the foot.
Pretty much.
I mean, they had Usher there, which, like, okay. They did the new Black Ops 2. I wanted to say Call of Duty 2, but that wasn't the right title. They did another Black Ops, which looked almost identical to what Battlefield did with their futuristic thing. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever, don't really care. Some of the weapons that they showcased for Black Ops looked incredibly overpowered, and everyone's probably thinking, wow, if that's in multiplayer, that's going to be the most retarded. Like, they had a sniper rifle that you could see through walls and shoot through walls if you charged it. So let's hope that's not in multiplayer, because then I'll just be like, wow, that's not fair.
Like, okay, so, you could sit in a freaking box and snipe people with that.
Yeah.
You know what? People have tried to perfect the art of sniping through walls for a very long time, and now Microsoft's like, okay, you can have it. God.
I picture Solid Snake in a box just like shooting people. He's like, dee-hee. Anyway, of course they announced Halo 4, which I'm not a Halo fan, so I don't really care. I mean, the game looks amazing. The game looks really, 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 really nice. I'm really hoping that they kind of keep the Halo thing going for their fans, because that would be really a shame that to really kind of screw it up, because Bungie's not actually heading the project anymore, so that's
amazing. Yeah, that can't possibly go wrong in any way.
Well, I'm still kind of curious why that they're not going to actually fund any more Halos. I mean, if this company's doing Halo 4, then why can't Bungie just do Halo 4? I don't know. I think that they need
Bungie
to stop.
Had to leave for some reason.
Something like that, yeah.
Fired.
I really, really wish that companies would just stop doing title and then number. Like Mario Party 9. Like, I see that and just kind of go, wow, they really just don't have any more imagination.
Okay, then what? That's even worse, because it's like Mario Party Cake Edition.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, can't you just, like, call it Mario Party Yoshi's Rumble or something? Something, like, cool to make me actually, like, want to buy the game and not just go, oh, that's number 9 in the series. There's probably no originality to that game left at all, which is untrue, because I've gotten a chance to play it, and it was actually really fun. So,
why they keep doing new COD names. Instead of COD 8 or whatever number they would be on, it's Call of Duty Black Ops.
Black Ops was received by the community with like hatred and terribleness.
And
I'm not sure.
Bile.
I mean, like, yeah. I don't know. I feel that Microsoft didn't really have anything to really showcase. They had, you know, their Call of Duty franchise and then their Halo.
What did they talk about for the Kinect?
I don't. No one cares. The Kinect is stupid.
I know.
No one. The whole joke was that they were trying to like get everyone connected on like six different devices while in your bathroom or something, and it was just like, no one cares. No one likes the Kinect.
Well, I have a fucking story from earlier today.
Yes.
My brother has a Kinect, and he doesn't use it anymore. So my cousin, who's visiting town, was asking if she could buy it from him and what a good price would be. And she said, Triggs, what would you pay for a Kinect? And I said, with a straight face, I would pay for that thing.
I mean, it's a wonderful piece of technology. The ideas behind it is really neat. But all the games suck and don't work.
But for gaming, it's not for us. It's not something we would really use properly. This is something doctors and medical professionals could really get into.
Well, not. I mean, okay.
Or
honestly,
NASA. Give it to NASA. Let's have
Well, I mean, think Mars about it. Thing. If the Kinect really, really worked, the Star Wars game would probably be one of the best games to be out right now because, you know, you would actually have free-form lightsaber fighting. That's what it was supposed to be. But it's just the technology is just too limited. And, you know, if you watch, you know, people's reviews like JonTron did a review, and he literally sat there and was texting on his phone while just waving his hand, and he was beating the level. I mean, that's not what the Kinect is advertised to be. It's just they make it out to be something that it's not, and that really is unfortunate. You know, you have videos out there where the guy's playing the racing game, and he just sits there, doesn't do anything, and he gets first place. And so it's just kind of like...
I have a good slogan for the Kinect.
I feel that Microsoft needs to stop shooting themselves in the foot and completely redo the Kinect and make it so it actually works. Because I know there's technology out there that has face recognition software and stuff like that that actually works and does what it's supposed to do. I mean, I feel that they're trying to sell a product that they know is not really that good, and they're just trying to sell it without like reason. So I feel that Microsoft could be doing a whole better job with the Kinect and actually take time to make good games that didn't suck. So Microsoft's press conference was pretty bad. Ubisoft's press conference wasn't bad, but I'm just not a fan of the games. I don't care for God of War. What was the other game that they had? Didn't they have a...
Rayman Origins.
Yeah, it was Rayman Origins. I still have yet to see that because I'm still kind of trying to catch up on all the E3 coverage. But did you get a chance to see that? I heard people were ecstatic for it.
The thing that I saw from them was Assassin's Creed Boat Battles. Like crazy awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was the first time anyone's ever done that. First person kind of naval battles, which is... It looked really cool. The only thing I didn't get was the physics engine. Like... Were mm-hmm. they on motors? Did they have like jet turbines in the back? Because they were just like going, pew! I'm just like, wow, this is like some gusty wind there. And then at the end, like the two boats just like stopped on a dime and just like started shooting each other.
They might have something like that because of like the Order of Assassins came up with stuff way before other people.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean the Assassin's Creed games were really really inventive, but I mean. For people, I guess for the gamers that they're trying to entice, maybe not. Let's make it a little bit more realistic and not make it look like they're speedboats. Because I was just like,
well, here's the thing. I think they're playing on what I like to think of as the Jaws effect.
Okay.
Because I remember of this thing where these people interview the guy from who wrote the book Jaws, and he's talking to Spielberg. He's like, Spielberg, this is not real. You don't shoot a scuba tank and it'll explode. That's not how it works. And Spielberg says, I have the audience in the palm of my hand at this point. What I put on the screen, they will believe and they will cheer for it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's kind of the classic case of movie magic or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, if I feel that if you're going to sell something as epic as a naval battle, it should really be as close to realistic as possible, because then it will make you even feel more awesome when you get stuff right. I mean, that's probably just personal opinion. But for me, like, I really enjoyed watching it. The graphics were astounding. It looked, the water was amazing. A lot of the explosion and shrapnel effects when the ships were getting shot were just really neat. But as far as the whole physics engine, it just bugged me that they were just, like, speeding across the water like these super boats. I was just, like,
obviously,
I
they had complete control over which way the wind blew.
That's another thing. I was like, oh, so you're just going to go right. Okay. So that was the only thing that really kind of bugged me about that. But the Assassin's Creed just looks awesome. This will probably be the first one I'll actually buy. Maybe. I have no clue. Mainly because the other Assassin's Creeds just did not look that fun. I've played a couple of them, and they were fun, but I was just like, not really my style. The multiplayer one and the newest one was really, really good. I really enjoyed that. But this one looks a lot more open.
They have. It's really cool.
Well, you know, another reason I like this one, and this one looks a lot more open, which is something that I think the other Assassin's Creed games were really lacking, personally. I don't know.
Actually, it started very open, and then it kind of got smaller and smaller.
Oh, okay, like, well, I mean,
like, the way it worked in the first game is you would have the big major cities you would go to, plus connecting roads and areas in between them. Then it was just, okay, let's put you in the cities. Okay, now it's just one city. Okay, it's a small part of one city.
Okay, gotcha.
Smaller and smaller.
I don't know. So anyway, God of War 3 was announced, or God of War, whatever. I don't know.
Ascension!
Shriggs, are you a fan of the God of War series?
I like the combat. The story in the first one is like, okay. Then it just devolves into Kratos brutally murdering everything that moves.
Right. See, the combat,
now,
I mean, the combat
there's
isn't
one thing
terrible.
I saw from the trailer or demo that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Kratos on, like, this dock, and there are these people running by him, and there's three of them, and two of them get killed. One of them gets close to Kratos, and then Kratos pushes him out of the way of a spear. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, wow, this is the first time he's actually ever saved someone's life.
Uh-huh, yeah. and then the next thing, he picks up the spear, and all of a sudden he just has, like, three or four spears from just picking up one, and I'm like, okay. That kind of stuff just bugs me, Shriggs. I don't know why. It bugs me when you have a pistol, like in some of the older James Bond games. You have, like, a pistol that have unlimited ammo for no apparent reason whatsoever. Like, you just, like, I don't know. That bugs me, I wish that games would always have an ammo limit on yourself, and you would always have to, you know, actually aim. I don't know. That's just me being picky.
Does this apply to RPGs, like Guild Wars 2?
And what?
Like Guild Wars 2, I have a pistol and it never runs out of ammo, and I shoot fire and lightning out of it.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about, like, first-person shooter games and games that are more action-adventure-y, where you actually, you know, they still make you collect ammo for the other weapons, but your pistol is unlimited ammo, and it's just like, well, why not just have all my other guns unlimited ammo? Like
in Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Like, that kind of crap doesn't make any sense, because you're just like, okay, so one gun has a limited ammo, but the other one doesn't. So, I don't know.
Have to just do that for the sake of balancing.
Actually, you can go through that entire game with a melee weapon, so you don't need any
Okay,
weapons.
Then it's not necessary then.
All you hardcore professional, hardcore, you know, Left 4 Dead players out there that, you know, think that the game's so awesome. It's a great game. It's for casual fun. I'm not going to try and take it seriously. But anyway, God of War 3 looked really good.
Do you deny the esports of Left 4 Dead?
I do. I deny a lot of esports. I really do.
You need esports, Vaz.
I know, but certain games just should never be an esport. So
Mario Party.
No. Anyway. But the new God of War and the Assassin's Creed and then the naval battles really kind of stuck out at me with Ubisoft, which was kind of surprising because they haven't had a good game in a long time. So, again, personal opinion, guys. This is just chill. Next, I want to cover a little bit of what's actually a lot of what Sony did. Sony. For the most part, their press conference wasn't terrible, but they spent way too much time on certain things where I was just like, please get to the next thing. You've shown how it works or kind of works and just move on. And, you know, of course, Watch Dogs is this big thing that everyone's talking about. It looks awesome. That game looks really, really neat. And then the game that the other game, what was the cell phone game? That's what I call it. I don't remember what it was called. Oh, it was called Beyond or something like that, wasn't it? No,
oh, yeah.
It was a Watch Dogs. I don't remember what it was called. But it was a game where you can, like, hack people's minds or something, and you can read them with your cell phone. I don't know. I thought it was the stupidest concept in the world, and I was like, hey, it's a cell phone game. That's cool. It was just dumb. I mean, it was a cool idea because apparently, like, you were able to, like, change traffic lights, and, like, cars would hit each other, and then you would go to your objective. But
I think this was a missed opportunity. They should have put this on the iPhone.
I don't think anyone really...
That would have freaked up. I've got a game in your game about a phone in your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can hear my cat, I apologize. He wants to go outside. And he's not allowed to. Marlon, be quiet. Anyway, but I mean, that game was just like, that looks so awful. It's just, I don't know. That did not impress me. The Wonder Book that they came out with was really, a really, really kind of inventive, really neat idea.
I like that.
They spent way too much time on it. Way too much time. Holy crap. It was like, it felt like 45 minutes of them just showing off.
It's like the Popar 3D books that we sponsored a while ago.
Yeah. We, not sponsored, interviewed.
Interviewed.
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it kind of used a lot of the technology that the Popar Toys guys that we're talking about when we interviewed them. A lot of the 3D technology, pop-out technology that they use. But the PlayStation really kind of took it to a next level of where you could, like, you know, do spells with, like, the... It was a Hogwarts Harry Potter thing. Marlon, be quiet! And
he's pissed you're talking about Hogwarts and not...
Marlon, come here! Come here! Come here! Can you hear him?
Professionalism at its finest.
Marlon, come here!
I'm wearing headphones and I can't hear him, Baz.
Merlin? It's just he won't shut up anyway. But, I mean, yeah, the Wonder Book was a really, really kind of cool concept. I think it'll really kind of help kids kind of get back into books, which is something that we're severely lacking here in the United States. Kids just don't read, and I think that this is going to really help them kind of focus on what needs to be done. It's a really, really cool idea by Sony, so hats off to them. But, again, they just spent way too much time on it. I was just like, oh my gosh, please be over. That's really all. I mean, other than that and Watch Dogs were really the only things that really stuck out at me for Sony. Really wasn't that impressed with their press conference other than those two things.
Oh, actually, I did have one game I saw. I think it's about you're an astronaut and you go to a distant planet. And the planet turns out to be Earth. And it's like Earth hundreds of years from now. But it's a barren, desolate wasteland. I think it's kind of scene with Journey.
Watch Dogs.
Okay.
Wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that was Watch Dogs. Because the Earth's all barren and everyone's trying to fend for themselves.
Oh, okay.
That was actually interesting. Yeah, that one looks really cool. Oh, and then who was that? Those really annoying. Who were the really annoying hosts? Was it Ubisoft or was it Sony? They had Tobuscus from YouTube and that other lady that was just wanted to punch her in the face. Do you remember which one that was? Wasn't it
that
Ubisoft?
That might have been Ubisoft.
Okay, because, oh my gosh, I was just like, please just, can't Samuel L. Jackson just host everything?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, he gets the video game conferences.
The VGA Awards with Samuel L. Jackson was the best one they ever did.
It was the only one they ever did, in my opinion. The other one sucked balls. Spike TV's...
Other VGA awards, that never happened. But Matrix movies, there was only one of them. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, some of the hosts that they picked were just like, really? Why are you on stage?
So Biscuit should have just hosted all of E3.
That actually probably went over pretty well as well. And then, you know, again, I really think that Nintendo kind of stole the show again, like they always do each year. People were pissed because they're like, this is not hardcore. I'm like, you don't understand that they're trying to, like, reinvent the entire gaming wheel, what they actually do. They were the only one that could actually say, hey, we actually invented something that actually is legitimately relevant to gaming. The whole being able to play the game on your gamepad while your wife, girlfriend, or whatever, dad, mom, sister, brother is watching, like, sports or something, and then still being able to interact with them while you're sitting next to them. Like, that's awesome.
The Vita can do that.
Hmm?
The Vita can do that.
Dude, no one likes the Vita.
No one ever talks about it because it's flop.
No, did you notice that Sony didn't really talk about the Vita much?
No, they didn't. It's like the only thing I heard was like, oh, hey, this Super Smash Bros. Clone we got going, it's going to be on the Vita too. Okay, Vita's gone.
Yeah, the Sony Super Smash Bros. Clone was, yeah. I mean, cool. I mean, we haven't had a Super Smash Brothers clone in ever. Not. I don't think we've ever actually had one. But Sony was definitely not the. No, just it looked. Some of the moves were like, wow, that's not overpowered at all. So
I think the Vita really could have been something special, but Sony didn't put the effort into it.
You know, unfortunately, with a lot of game companies these days, that's the problem. Looks at Star Wars. So, I mean, yeah, it's just, that's what happens. But Nintendo released some really, really good titles that I'm so excited for. My number one is Pikmin. Pikmin 3, so excited for that title. It has been so long since we have had a new Pikmin in the franchise. Probably
that
one of my...
the best new IP for the GameCube.
Wait, what?
I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
Pikmin,
I mean,
on the GameCube was just like hours of fun for me.
Yeah, it's you know, for me, it's kind of a toss up between that and Metroid, the original Metroid for the GameCube, which I'm really excited to see that they have really kind of gone through, and it's not you don't have to use the stupid motion controller for the Wii U. A lot of that is.
Thank God.
I'm just like, thank you. Like, it's cool because a lot of it is touchpad integrated and the controller integrated, which that's what it should be. It's just, Nintendo, it just really kind of blew me away with, well, you can use the touchpad for a lot of the gameplay, but you can use the controller too, so you can kind of like, you know.
Oh, we get that option this generation? How lucky are we?
Yeah, I mean, I think they learned a lot with the DS functionality and how terrible it was. And, I mean, the 3DS was a really cool idea, but it really hurt people's eyes. And honestly, if I ever had one, I would play it with 3D off because it gives me a headache if I play it with the 3D. And I've never been a fan of 3D. I think it's pointless.
Guess I'm one of those lucky people that can play that without suffering effects from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
like, oh, hey, 3D.
But see, I never understood that because I'm looking at my computer screen and my cup and it's in 3D right now. So why do I have to look at something else that's 3D? I mean, I don't know. The whole pop-out effect, I don't care about. But
whoa, it's coming at me.
Yeah,
it's got
like,
LSD or something.
Yeah, it's dumb. But, so, I mean, yeah, I think Nintendo really just kind of stole the show. Of course, I'm not sure why they showed Batman Arkham Asylum. I was like, I can do all this on my computer or any of the other platforms that it's on. This doesn't make any sense. They're like, you can blow up your explosive goose separately. I'm like, yeah, you could do that on the PC version if you got the upgrade too. So
Dark Siders too.
Yeah, I don't. Whatever. I'm not. Yeah. But Nintendo just kind of always surprises me with the kind of stuff that they come out with. So their gamepad was their Wii U system was really cool. Some of the commercials were just really weird, but Mr. Miyamoto is just one of those guys that I just want to hug every time I see him on screen because it was just he doesn't care if he acts silly because he's just so passionate about what he does. He's such a wonderful game developer, and I wish that a lot of companies would just kind of have people like that and that represent their company, which is awesome. People were saying, this guy doesn't even speak English. Why is he even doing it? And I'm like, because he's Japanese.
He made Mario. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's true. But, so, I mean, yeah, the E3 wasn't terrible. It just was, a lot of the press conferences were just like, wow, what the hell?
They were very lacking in content.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, and then Sony, like, revealed a phone or something. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line. I don't know. They, like, I like, just caught the glimpse of that. I was like, wait, what the heck are they introducing a phone or something for? Like, well, I don't know.
That's the replacement for the Vita.
Something, I don't know, man. Anyway, but there were a couple things that I didn't understand either for Microsoft. Like, they kept, like, just, it was all about the Kinect. And I was just like, no one likes the Kinect. Stop it. I just, and then they're
go
like,
Microsoft, put that in the innovations for later.
Yeah.
Not ready for it.
And then they were like, you can now have this on your phone. And I'm just like, wow, okay. Which I guess is fun because a lot of gamers have their phone on them anyway. But I don't know. I think that they tried to integrate, like, way too many things into once. Because there's, like, there's pictures of all this stuff. Like, I can do this while in my bathroom, while sitting in my car, while on a couch, while in the Kinect. While, yeah, it's just, yeah. So, So Microsoft kind of shot themselves in the foot. Ubisoft had some pretty impressive displays with some of their games, which was the God of War 3 and their new Assassin's Creed title with some naval combat thrown in, which was really impressive. Sony's Wonder Book is a really neat idea, and I really wish that I really hope to see them do some really cool things with that and just kind of keep improving on that technology.
I have high hopes for that.
Yeah, and then Watch Dogs looks really cool. The other games I really wasn't impressed with, but and then you know Nintendo, in my opinion, really kind of stole the show again. Pikmin 3 was just phenomenal. A lot of people were bashing the Nintendo Land, but I thought that was really cool looking. I thought some of the games that they kind of presented were kind of really neat. I was really kind of hoping that Luigi's Mansion wasn't going to be as top-down-y and kid-friendly. I was really hoping for, like, an actual sequel to Luigi's Mansion. But,
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. And you know, who knows? They might actually make a sequel because the... You know, it's so funny. Everyone always makes fun of Nintendo for not having a graphics, but... Yeah. Nintendo has good graphics, but it's just a different art style. They don't use real...
It's not graphics. It's style that they excel in. Whenever they try to do something... They can't do something realistic on what they run on. But they ooze style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I feel that Nintendo, that's another reason I like Nintendo. They make it so you can actually experience the game and see what's going on without a lot of just super pixel effects. Like, the explosions in, like, a lot of the good rendered Metroid games and stuff, you can actually tell what's exploding. You know, In certain games, like the Sony and like the console stuff, the other two consoles, like there's just too much happening. There's just too much smoke, and there's too much realism, if you were, and that bugs me because it's like it's a video game. I just want to be able to actually see what's happening on screen and not just go, "Wow." I mean, it's cool for you know, Battlefield was the campaign was really amazing for a while, but after a while, some of the effects were just like, "Okay, that's way too much. I can't tell what's going on." Nintendo stole the show again, in my opinion. Just really excited for that. So, yeah, very excited. Yeah. Shrakes, thoughts on E3? I gave my thoughts, so shoot yours up.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on you with most levels, but I still stand my ground and say the Wii U will not be whatever Nintendo wants it to be. It's going to fall the way of the Wii. Where, okay, it's cool and neat for the first couple of, for the first year or a couple months, and then people are just going to get really bored of it and move to their PCs or whatever console they have.
PC Master 8, Gabe Newell.
Stop being a game racist.
Well, no. It's just funny because, you know, the...
That is game Hitler. He wants the Master Race.
Well, PC is the master race. What are you talking about? Come on.
He admits it.
Yep, I'm glad to, because... Yeah. I mean, yeah. Anyway, continue with your thoughts, sir.
But yeah, I didn't watch all the press conferences, what I saw. I'm really leaning towards what you said. But another thing is, from what I saw in those press conferences, I didn't really learn much about the games. Like, they did the reveal for, The Elder Scrolls Online. And all it was the three-faction dragon thing. It was like, oh, it's so symbolic and cool and hip. And then they showed off the races that you'd be able to play. Like, oh, hey, races that exist within the world. Okay. Like, we couldn't get that by ourselves.
Yeah,
there was, like, literally nothing on it that we couldn't have guessed ourselves.
I actually didn't watch any of it because I didn't want to, like, give my ego a trip because for everything everyone told me, it just looks terrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
this is not going to work out.
I mean, I don't think anyone really thought that was going to actually happen. I don't know. I feel that it just was not going to actually work because of what time frame it started actually being built was around when World of Warcraft was popular. So they obviously have been working on it and basing it off that popular engine way back then, and that's not a popular engine anymore. It's not fun to grind for 4.5 days to get to one level. It's just, that's not fun. So, yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully they're not so far in that they can't redirect some stuff.
Well, I think that...
they probably are.
I think that they probably are.
They haven't shown any gameplay footage yet, however.
Yeah, and that actually worries me. Because 2007 and there's still no gameplay footage available yet. It's like... Okay.
Well, when did we start seeing gameplay footage of Diablo 3? Okay, bad example.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I mean, that's actually another thing I wanted to ask you is you got Diablo 3 recently. What are your thoughts? Like,
it's a good game. It's not bad. It's like, okay, Blizzard polish. It's nice. My internet affects my gameplay, and I'm pissed about that because I was alone that day.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing it by myself in hell mode alone, and I was lagging like a bitch because my brother was sucking up all the bandwidth with some downloads.
Right.
I was like, this shouldn't be affecting me. It shouldn't. I'm alone.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
I had a lot of fun when I was playing with my girlfriend, so...
Well, that's good. That's good.
I was very happy with that. Like,
yeah,
we had a lot of fun.
It's always nice
to... With a bunch of people together, that game could be a real blast.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think that's definitely the main draw of Diablo. But unfortunately, with no LAN support, you can't really do it unless you're all on the internet, which is just kind of a silly thing. But that's okay. And, you know, and
I was thinking, oh, hey, I could bring this over to her house and with my laptop. And we could, oh, wait a minute. No, we'd be sucking up too much internet. We wouldn't be able to do jack shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, another thing that apparently, like, they're having a lot of hacking issues. And unfortunately, the real life, the real money auction house thing has been pushed back almost indefinitely because there's no release date now.
Yeah,
so,
actually,
I mean.
There's a note in game for that. It's like, might be here September?
Oh, okay, well.
Maybe. It's like September and or later. That's what what it says, basically.
Well, that happens. I mean, you can't really predict everything, so.
It's like I could predict it was going to get hacked. Everyone predicted it was going to get hacked, except for Blizzard. Because they had a big penis. It was like, oh, yeah, we're good. They were stroking their EP, and it's like, oh, yeah, our internet is so good. We have it so protected. Oh.
Yeah. Blizzard servers are terrible. We'll just put it that way. So.
But,
I mean, so
we're getting hacked? How did this happen?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what? How is this possible? Yeah, so, I mean, that was kind of a wrap up of just kind of a small details of E3 and kind of our thoughts there. I mean, it's just, yeah, I saw a comic where Gabe Newell was on stage and he's like, "You guys have been asking for Half-Life 3, so we're going to announce it." And all of a sudden, the curtains open up and they just like throwing head crabs at everyone. They're like, "Here's your Half-Life 3, enjoy." And then there's a guy like, "I'm going to tweet this."
Matter. It's like, "We know you want that third installment, and I'm here to give it to you. Left 4 Dead 3!
Yeah, and everyone's like, "No." Yeah.
"That's the wrong one."
It's so funny. People are like, "Oh, they're going to announce Portal 3. And I'm like, "Portal 2 just came out this year.
What about Half-Life 3? Don't you want that one?"
Yeah, I'd rather have Half-Life 3 or Episode 3 or whatever they're going to do. But honestly, I think...
Team Fortress 3! More heads than before!
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I mean, I think that just based off of what they said, that they weren't happy with where the story went, which honestly, I enjoyed the story of Episode 1 and 2. I'm not entirely sure what they mean by that. I thought it was a pretty neat story. But apparently, they're like kind of rewriting a little bit of what's happening next. And they're like just kind of starting from scratch on like a new engine and everything. But the whole conspiracy theory is Portal and Half-Life kind of are one and the same, since they're both Black Mesa and Aperture Science are both competitors in the science and community. So I think that that special weapon that they were talking about in Episode 2, which honestly, guys, if you have not actually played Episode 2 by now, what the hell? I think it's like a piece of technology from Aperture Science, and everyone's speculating it's like it's the portal gun or something that's from Aperture Science or what?
The repulsion gel.
Yeah, that's going to be a good weapon. Mm-hmm.
No, wait, it might be the Mantis people.
An army of Mantis people. Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
so,
we could just pick and pull out things Cave Johnson says where you're going through the old facility. It's like, "Oh, if you survived this test, congratulations, you survived. Bad news is there's a bunch of people who were transformed into the Mantis people. So you're going to fight those guys."
Yeah. Yeah, Cave Johnson was pretty awesome. So, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, guys, that's going to be... That's all we really have this week. I'm not going to really dwell too much more onto Guild Wars 2 just because we've only had a couple...
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel that I can't accurately give an honest opinion on a lot of the areas that I'm frustrated in right now because they've changed so much.
They're not quite done yet.
Well, not only that is, you know, PvP has like always been my thing, so I want to say, well... this is broken, but they've changed so much of just the areas and the classes that I want to be able to give an accurate description after the beta weekend. So I'll probably do some of that stuff on my YouTube channel. But yeah, guys, I think that that's going to be the show for this week. And what did we learn today? We learned that E3 wasn't half bad, but a lot of the stuff there was just kind of a showcase and not really exciting. Shriggs, what did you learn?
I learned Pikmin 3!
Yep, Pikmin 3. I learned that Assassin's Creed is going to have naval battles, and they're apparently all using diesel motors.
I learned I'm better at platforming than bats in Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, shut up. That's so true. And we also learned that, I don't know, indie titles are awesome, and you should definitely go up the Humble Bundle 5 for $8.35.
Bastion! Bastion! Bastion!
Yeah. Super meat and all that stuff. So, as always, guys, get in touch with us. Codeboxmedia.com is our official website. And as well, you can always email the show, boxheads@codeboxmedia.com. Check out our YouTube network. If you wish to be a part of it, please contact me. Just send me a email, baz@coboxmedia.com. I will look over your stuff and make sure that it's actually good quality videos. and we will add you to the network if we think you are the appropriate person to do so. And just check out all of our other YouTube channels. Shrigs, what is yours?
Shrigsable.
Shrigsable. Yeah, just / Shrigsable. He does a lot of really neat artwork and whatnot. He's been working on some Magicka artwork, and he just recently did a frog drawing. So check that out. Pretty awesome. I have my new gaming analytics series going on where I kind of analyze all my games and, you know, see what I did right and wrong. I'm currently focusing on StarCraft II, and I'll be doing some Guild Wars stuff as well. So just kind of check that out. It's just / Bazile, which is, yeah, it's on the Codebox Media YouTube, as well as / Codebox Media, which is our official YouTube channel. Facebook, Twitter is just / Codebox Media. And that is it. That is all. Remember, guys, complaining will get you everywhere. Drakes. That's your line. He's not going to say
anything. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Oh, actually, forgot to mention this because, yeah. Whoops. We're actually changing show times. It's going to be Wednesday. So, whoops, forgot to mention that. My bad. Been kind of distracted. So, I apologize. Wednesdays is going to be around 8 p.m. still, I believe. Yes. And just kind of Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Starting next week for our new show time. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.